Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. It is Jason. I am here with another podcast. Oh, man, what a year it's been. I've done so many great things and then done some not so many great things by sitting on my ass and allowing this pandemic really to take over my mindset, but not anymore. Having said that, I've been on my grind and been meeting lots of amazing people with their small businesses, with their podcasts, with their photography businesses, creative businesses all over Atlanta, North Carolina, Miami, London, Paris, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, LA, just tons of people from all around the United States and world who are doing amazing things, whether it be podcasts or Clubhouse. Pardon me, that's a yawn because I have been so tired. Now, a friend of mine sent me a goodie bag yesterday, and she has her own business called Bella Spiced It. That is BELLA.SPICED.IT. Owner of natural and organic personal care products, where your self-care routine meets an orgasmic experience within. I've tried these products myself and I absolutely love them. So she sent me a little gift box the other day that I opened up with men's beard oil, which was amazing, and a natural made fragrance oil, which is a little spicy. Ah, love that too. So go ahead, check out her website at www.bellaspicedit.com. So we're just going to dive in. One thing I've been getting a lot of responses to as far as my Instagram and my Clubhouse rooms has been, how do I stay positive and grounded in my spirituality, in my focus, in my manifestations with everything that's going on? And of creators, we can get burnt out really quick with things. So let me dive in. Take a moment real quick. Breathe in and exhale. Let's relax and receive, yes? So the past few months to a year, depending on who you are, where you're at, what you're dealing with, you may have lost somebody, you may have lost multiple people, you yourself may have been suffering from the COVID virus or something else or something more, whether it be disease, financial issues, heartache, heartbreak, death, theft, whatever. There's lots of negative things going on, right? So people ask, well, you know, when you're going through all this negative stuff, Jason, how do you cope? How do you deal with it? You just seem so put together and strong, but nah, baby, when I'm in my own, I break sometimes. And if you follow me on certain platforms, I do let those things go in a healthy and cathartic way. You know, recently, as of yesterday, which would be February 19th, 2021, I had an epiphany about something. In February 19th, 2015, I met somebody who would have changed the direction of where I thought my life was going. I fell head over heels in love with somebody, and it just really, really gave me a beautiful, positive feeling, right? And I was very focused beforehand in the core values of who I was and where I was going and the things I wanted to do daily, my meditation routine, my cleaning routine, my finances are good, you know, really just finally getting myself in order. And I dove into a relationship and we fell in love. We fell in amazing love. And, you know, that love had its turbulence, major turbulence, and we, you know, had to move into different directions and separate for a while. And I say that to say this, between that and now, there have been multiple deaths in our families and friend circles. There has been lots of trauma. He's moved on. I'm moving on. In our lives and really grounding ourselves. And the reason I bring that up is because a lot of peers of mine have been dealing with a lot of relationship issues in their own households due to the coronavirus. You know, you're getting to be around each other a lot more and seeing the faults in each other and that you may not have experienced before. So how do we deal with things that you might have been with someone for years and finding out new things about them? How do we move through that? So on top of that, or as a separate subject that might allude to the same principles of my teaching today, you know, you might be going through a divorce, you might be going through a death, you might be going through a lost job, whatever the case may be. All these things can really weigh down on you. And what I mean by weigh down is it pulls you down to a place mentally. We're not talking emotions here or feelings, more so just train of thought, right? Excuse me, I'll be yawning a lot. I apologize in the beginning because it's been a while for me since I've let go of a lot of this energy, and I've been doing it all night by workouts and meditation. But a lot of this stuff can affect us, depending on where in these situations you are. But my best advice when dealing with a position or a situation that's very traumatic, that's very large in its emotional scale, to either like feel like you're breaking inside or you've reached a breaking point, keep in mind that those things that you might see as horrible naturally, you might think they're evil, or you might think they're bad for you. Try to retrain your mind from that standpoint. It's not really a healthy way of looking at that. Look at things that happen like this, like death and movement and uncomfortable things, as a way of teaching you how to maneuver around these things, to find the silver lining, the solutions, the teachings, the lessons, to move you forward, not only as a soul or a star child, if you are starseed, Christian, a Muslim, whatever you believe in, there is a great God, there's a great power in the universe pushing you through situations. And you have the power to look at that situation in a standpoint of self-pity or victimization of yourself, or even just kind of like you can let the sorrow and the anger take over, or you could take and realize and acknowledge the anger, acknowledge the sadness, and allow it to flow through you, meaning don't lash out and allow that energy to permeate. Let it flow and take it in and understand it. Understand why it's happening to you. And if you can't understand the why, just let it sit for a minute within yourself and examine it. Don't sit in it and put it away and compartmentalize it. Sit in it and look at it. Say, listen, this is a majorly traumatic thing. What am I not learning? What am I not getting? And listen. Now, when I say listen, I don't mean like sit in a chair and start listening. I mean tune your brain down to assess the whole situation as a whole in detail and let it just sit. And then start going along your day and allow everything to happen the way it is supposed to happen. If you're late to work, you're late to work. There's nothing you can do or say to get you there quicker or faster in most circumstances. And even if you did, it really wouldn't make a difference because you're going to end up late regardless, right? Those kind of situations. Or maybe you stub your toe. Okay, you stubbed your toe. Imagine the fact that because of that millisecond of stubbing your toe, you could have gotten a wreck, but instead you stubbed your toe and it saved your life. Looking at the silver lining and the good things through which you are going through. A lot of teachings like this come from a documentary / book that I read and saw called The Secret. And I can't remember, Rhonda Burns did that? Let me just make sure I am pulling that up correctly. But let me just make sure. Rhonda Burns. It says Byron. I don't want to mispronounce her name. RHONDABYRNE. If you have Netflix or Hulu, I believe that The Secret documentary is on there. But it's all about the law of attraction and manifestation, which is a great thing to have. And I love the documentary. But there's way more to that than they talk about. It is exactly what it is. Thinking about what you want. And that goes into looking at situations that might bring you down, right? Maybe you're not getting the gigs you want. Maybe you're struggling to pay your bills. You got 3 or 4 kids. You got a 9-to-5. And all this stuff is just so much to you. Well, because you're allowing that thought process to manifest and to continue within your brain, psychologically, your body keeps doing and your mind keeps creating the scenarios. Now, I'm not talking about energy right now. I'm talking about psychologically. Your brain alone, period, is setting up this scene in your brain about the stress and what it takes for the stress. And what that does energetically is tells God, you know, Allah, the universe, the energy, that you want more of it, that you feel about it, because that's what you're concentrating on. That's what you're praying for without even knowing that you're doing it. Praying, in its essence, is a conscious decision of what you're focusing on, telling God or the power that that's what the focus is, and he, she, it, whatever it is that you believe in, is now responding to that, right? So let's turn it around. Like, let's look at my mother's passing, for instance. My biological mother was murdered in 2004 on my birthday. It was a lot of trauma, right? And in the moment, I wasn't very spiritually grounded as I am then and or now. Then, so, you know, I looked at a lot of pain. I looked at a lot of whys and the people around the situation, how they acted and things of that nature. And I never looked at it as a lesson to say life is short. There are decisions of people that you can hang around, that things can happen. Treasure the small moments, no matter what happens. Learn to speak about your wrongdoings with people. Rectify, patch up, put band-aids on the things that actually matter and mean to you. Do not put patch and bridges to those that are not, that bring you down and pull your spirit down, right? So that's just one example of it. I've had a lot of death that has happened recently. Cousins and friends and ex-lovers, stuff like that. You know, I can't stress enough that everything has its divine purpose. The force, as Yoda would call it, the rock, the tree, the root, the branches, right? They all serve their purpose. They all serve their teaching. We're all connected. We are all part of one massive space that shifts to another. So when we pass, you know, whatever we concentrated on as what we thought we were doing when we passed, that is where we will be. That is the visual. That is the place we go. And when I grasp that concept, I don't care if I make it on the cover of Vogue or GQ when it breaks it down to the scheme of life. Those things would be amazing and they would make me feel amazingly happy and great, but they don't define success to me. They define that I did well in studying my craft and doing what I do, but they're not the only thing that defines that, right? And a lot of times as creatives, like photographers, models, hairstylists, and makeup artists, you have this one pinnacle reach that you want to reach. And then when you reach it, you're kind of like, okay, this is cool. Now what's next? Because I've done that several times with major goals. I go for them and I don't stop, and no will not be an option. It's either I do or I don't, right? So I think sometimes we get caught up in our specific goals to a point where it can be unhealthy. So you're going for it and you're ignoring, you know, living life, enjoying the small things around you. I realized this year, it's been a very, very long time since I've taken a vacation where I thoroughly enjoyed myself from the minute I left to the minute I came home, and actually relaxed and actually decompressed and didn't think about all the things I had to do, all the bills I had to pay, the stress that I was going through. I legitimately have not done that since before college, and this is a very long time. So this year, I decided I was going to do it, pandemic or not. I'm going to travel to the Dominican Republic and I will be sanitized out of the yin yang, Lysol, hand sanitizer, mask, all of it. But I'm going to go and I'm going to treat myself and I'm going to relax. And making that decision was important to me. Number one, because I hadn't thought about myself and my own self-healing and my own self-happiness in a long time. I became codependent, not just on friends, but on lovers, to make me happy, but I never was. Even as we speak now, I still struggle with the idea of what happiness is. But little by little, I find happiness is in knowing the truth that I am a part of this force that's connected to everything. I am a part of what God's designed. And when I say God, I'm talking about not some man on the cloud or a man, period. God is not a man or a girl or some entity floating somewhere. God is the force and the energy that drives us, that connects the rocks, that connects the planet, that connects the solar system, to connects the infinite amount of universes we just now discovered exist. It connects us all, and we have access to that. Now, pardon me. I'm not someone who is super, super tech-swabby, right? I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so tech was just coming into play. So, these podcasts are still new to me, and hopefully as they go along, they'll come up a little higher quality, but whatever happened to real connections, like the nighttime shows with great advice, the slow jams, the soft music, or soft rock, that would just put you to sleep. Or the human connection of actually going out and hanging with someone, having to pick up a phone and wait till they get home just so you can talk to them and then meet up a place. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to actually wanting to just get on a bike, ride 2 miles to the beach without any phones in your pocket, and just going to the beach to explore the beach and have fun? Or maybe going to the forest to reconvene with nature, find a creek, go fishing, talk to your friends, start a bonfire at night and roast marshmallows and talk some shit. Whatever happened those times? Now it just seems like, who has the next post? Who's better than someone else? Who's perpetrating and lying about what they do and how they've done it and trying to get somewhere? Who's talking shit about someone else? It's just turned into such a toxic world, in my opinion. And I sound like an old fogey when I say this, but what happened back in the day when I was a kid? I remember coming home from school. I'd put my stuff in my room. I'd probably eat something because my stepmom was an amazing mother. She still is. Love her to death. That's my queen. But she would make us food. If not, she'd leave some. I'd grab some food. I'd call all my friends. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? What do you want to do? You want to go bike riding? You want to go to the old clubhouse that's deserted and full of snakes? Like, crazy stuff. Adventures. And those times, although happy, had some trauma to them. Now, a lot of my followers wanted me to open up and talk about some stories, so this will be my first story on my first podcast that has something to do with trauma. But not just trauma with a guest or anything, my own exclusive trauma. At the age of 7, I had a friend named James. He lived right up the street from me back in Edgewater, Florida, I believe. I'm getting old. It could have been. No, it was Edgewater now that I think about it. This one day, James asked me to come over and play Nintendo with him. At the time, I believe Super Mario 3 had just came out. But we still played Paperboy because Paperboy was two-player and fun, and we didn't have to wait for each other too long because I always died. I sucked at that game. We were sitting on the couch, and I remember James's mom leaving. And as soon as she left and pulled out the car, James and I paused the game, ran into the kitchen, and started making ourselves a grilled cheese, acting like we were grown. James' older brother came in and said, "You guys know you're not supposed to be making sandwiches. I'll make them for you. But you have to do just something for me." I'm like, "All right, whatever. Like, I'm hungry. What do you need? Do you need to sweep? Do you need to wash the dishes?" He said, "Don't worry about it. You just eat. I'll tell you later." James and I proceed to eat, go back to our games. About 10 minutes later, he calls James in. James then comes back out about 5 minutes later and says, "Jason, come here. My brother wants to show us something crazy." We go into the room, and what happened after that has stuck with me my entire life. My innocence not only was taken, but so was my friend James. And I can't even imagine the trauma that he has. Because later, we grow in life and you find out more about a situation. Not only was his older brother destroying the innocence of he and I, but so was his father. Apparently his father had been not just molesting him, but his older brother as well, their whole life. And with me, it was a little bit deeper than that. It was rape. I never said it completely the way that it's supposed to be said. But now that I'm older, I've been, you know, blessed enough to be able to go to therapy and counseling. It is what it is. All through my life, I've had major trauma such as that, and greater, time after time. And a lot of the times, I've put myself in a position to repeat those mistakes because I didn't know better. And it takes time to really go into those situations and see, why did they happen to me? Things that we go through for specific purposes of teaching and learning. Yes, it was horrible what happened to me. But now in retrospect, I wouldn't have a lot of respect for some people that I do now had that not happened to me. Because now I have something that I relate to them about. And as painful and as horrible as that was, it taught me to respect love, to respect other people's boundaries, and to be as genuinely truthful and honest as I can. Now, that doesn't mean I haven't been completely honest my whole life. I have lied plenty of times, but never about anything super duper serious. And that's a surprise party. Later in life, I kind of got used to feeling down about myself. I remember after that, although bullying had been pretty heavy before, the bullying got way, way worse. I remember being kicked down a flight of concrete stairs to go home and hide it from my mom and dad. For some reason, I didn't want my dad to think I was weak. Not that he had said anything or he carried himself in that way. It's just kind of a thing for me. I saw my dad as strong, hardworking, trying to do the best he could to support his family. The last thing I wanted him to do was worry about me. I started getting called faggot, queer. I didn't even know I was gay. I didn't know what faggot meant. I didn't know what gay meant. I just knew I was different. In my high school, things tripled. Not only was I getting pushed downstairs, but now I'm getting chased by cars. I'm getting history books slammed in the back of my head. I'm getting kicked in the back of my head. I'm having girls pretend to like me just to smack me in the face or push me over a little tiny rail. Things like this happened all the time, and my school did nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I've had to learn to grow a thick skin. Later in life, a lot of this trauma resurfaced as me not really understanding who loves me. Trust completely shattered from anybody that I know. Because I knew that the more nice someone was to me, at some point something bad was going to happen to me from that person. And I have not yet been proven different outside of my best friends. Even then, my guard is up at no fault of their own. Now, I say all this trauma to tell you, and trust me, there's a bunch more. That yes, life can be hard. Yes, people can mess up. Yes. Things can be. Ooh, sorry, guys. Ooh. Things can turn out completely different than you thought. But when you feel, you're feeling to feel a lesson, to feel a transition, to feel a movement in your life, to push you forward. Learn from what you did. And I quote Yoda in Star Wars, thank you George Lucas for writing such an amazing character, but you must unlearn what you have learned to learn what the universe is telling you. You must stay away from negative or the dark side. Stay lit, focused on the light of the great, of love, of peace, of tranquility, of happiness. Now, I know being at home right now, listening to this, you're probably like, this is the only thing that's on right now. I've listened to everything else and done everything else. I am glad because it happened for a reason. You might be feeling really down about yourself, the situation you're in. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship. Maybe you're not in a blue sheet relationship. Maybe you have all the money in the world and you have a great family, but something inside just doesn't feel right. Maybe you're in a dead-end job that just doesn't pay the bills and you're tired of it and you're just struggling every day. You don't know what to do. Baby, I've been in all those places. But the one thing that makes you a human worth living, a human worth talking about once you're gone, is someone that tries to make a change in a positive direction. Someone that unifies those people who can't speak and speak up for them. Those who sticks up for those being bullied. Those who, no matter what circumstance they're in, seem to pick themselves up and keep it pushing as if it never happened. Those who look at the positive in the dark and in the silver lining. Those are people that transcend history books. You don't have to be in 500 history books in the news, on the TV, on a stage. You just got to have one person make the decision not kill themselves. One person make the decision that they're worth it because they see you and you're worth it. And you stand in your truth and you move through with perseverance. You move through the bad things. Yeah, your heart is hurting, but guess what? That didn't stop you from moving. Yeah, they lied all about you, but it's all right. You let that truth prevail. You keep your head high and you keep going. Someone beating you in your house? Get the hell out of there. And if you can't, then beat the hell out of them back. No, I'm not condoning violence. Well, I mean, protect yourself. Defend yourself. Get out of that situation. You are stronger than you're giving yourself credit for. And there are people out here that are going to help you. People that want to stick up for you. You just have to reach out and ask. Now, I know a lot of us want to do everything by ourselves. We want to try to be really, really strong for ourselves. Sometimes you do need to ask for help. Find those that are genuine. Those people that no matter what you've done has stuck by your side from the grit to the bit. Make positive choices. Stop making excuses for the same bad habits you keep on doing. I know, because I'm guilty of the same thing. I'm not coming down on you. I'm simply saying you have so much potential no matter who you are. We have the same 24 hours, Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Elvis, aliens, for all that matters. We have the same 24 hours everybody else has. What are you going to do with yours? What are you doing today to build the foundation of who you want to be in 5 years and 10 years? What are you doing? What excuses are you giving yourself? Give yourself consequences instead. If I don't get this, I'm going to take this and I'm going to sell it. If I don't do this, I'm going to turn my computer off for an entire day. I don't know. I'm just giving you examples. Do stuff that's healthy, of course. Nothing self-harming. Please, we're not promoting self-harm on this radio station / podcast. I'm saying hold yourself accountable for not doing the things that you need to do to produce the greatness that's within you. Now, I know you might have doubt. Well, I don't know what I'm good at. Well, there's thousands upon hundreds upon millions upon billions of things to do in this world. Places to be, places to see, jobs to be had, people that need inspired. If you're listening to this, you probably have a phone or a laptop. Make a TikTok. Speak on your story. Talk about your story. Share it on YouTube. Just do something productive and creative. Make a change in your own life. My biggest struggle right now was my daggone fat. I love to eat. I'm a country boy. But there's people that care for me. People that love me for who I am. And if they found out I passed away because of my dumb choices, they'd cuss my ghost out for the rest of my life. That makes no sense. But you get what I'm saying. I just know that everybody on this earth has the power to reach their goals, the power to supersede their expectations of their situation. So I'm going to give you a hint, or more so a task and homework. I want you to go grab a book, a blank one, a journal, grab a pen. And every morning I want you to write 5 new things that you're thankful for. The next day, write 5 more things that you were thankful for from the day before, and continue that on till the day you die. Every now and then, when things seem sad and down, start looking at what you're blessed with. It will change your whole mindset. We call that the gratitude journal. Then, once you've gotten a hang of that, start putting pictures in a room in a specific space that you see every day of where you want to be and what you want to do, and imagine it already in progress. It's already there. You just have to do the things that that person that lives in that house, that drives that car, that has that money does. Think about their mindset. Think about the limitations they have. None. Nothing will stop me from getting what I want because it's already ordained for me. I already have it in the works. Bruh. You are more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for, baby. Look in that mirror, and I'm serious, look in the mirror. Take a second. Get close to it. Look in your eyes. Look at the soul that you have. A powerful soul. Hone into the power that you have within. Know that you're stronger than your circumstance. Know that tomorrow and today, so many amazing things are happening to you. So much money's coming your way. Your family's doing better. Your jobs are getting better. You're not poor, you're freaking rich. It's just a waiting game for the money to get in. Now, you want to be a multi-million-dollar person? Start doing what multimillionaires do. Stop working so damn hard and work smart. Study what makes you happy. Study your passion. Study the thing you can do every single day and be happy for the rest of your life. And make that what you do for a living. And I promise you, you'll have a great life. It's now running on 3 o'clock in the morning for me, so I'm going to end this podcast here as part one. I'm going to give you guys a week or so. Listen to this. Dive into the message. I love you all.